community known as the Garifuna. This is the Garifuna language, being spoken by 25-year-old migrant Sharon Gwiti. The Garifuna are of mixed African and indigenous heritage. Their language has bits of English, French, and Spanish blended in with Arawak, the language of the native peoples who once inhabited the Caribbean. Sharon is saying a prayer in Garifuna. We're in a church attending a special Martin Luther King Day service in the South Bronx, New York City. In honor of the day, the organist strikes up, "We Shall Overcome," in Spanish, of course. The Bronx is home to the largest Garifuna community outside of Honduras. Over the last year, hundreds of migrant Garifuna women with young children in tow have turned up here seeking refuge with family members.
Estábamos en peligro.
Sharon is one of them. She, along with her 5-year-old daughter, rode on top of freight trains through Mexico to the U.S. border, where they were detained. When she was released, to her surprise, they clamped a GPS ankle monitor to her leg. The monitor hurt. It cut off circulation in her leg. And she says it was humiliating.
What did the ankle bracelet signify for you as a migrant, as a Garifuna?
Es una esclavitud moderna.
It's modern slavery, she says. In the old days, they put chains on our legs. Now, it's these electronics. According to what the women were told by authorities, the ankle monitors were supposed to stay on for only 90 days. But Karina Sambula is still wearing hers after 5 months.
Now, what does it feel like to be wearing this?
Mal. Emocionalmente, psicológicamente, mal, mal, mal.
Bad, 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 she says, emotionally and psychologically. I came here fleeing violence and discrimination, looking for freedom. I didn't think it was going to be like this. It's hard.
Es muy difícil para mí.
Did you think that this was a country that would offer you refuge?
Sí.
Yes, she answers. Most likely, she and the other women will be sent back to Honduras, where their lives might be in danger.
Pronunciamiento en favor de la paz, justicia.
But they're not leaving without a fight. In honor of Martin Luther King Day, the women and other Garifuna activists have called a press conference at the church to criticize the way they've been treated by immigration officials and to call for asylum.
La democracia y la vida unificando nuestras voces para la democracia.
Thousands of Garifuna have left their towns and villages over the last year and taken the dangerous journey across Central America and Mexico to get to the United States. Our producer, Marlon Bishop, recently visited Honduras and spent a week traveling through Garifuna towns to find out what's compelling an entire people to pack up and leave their ancestral lands. Marlon picks up our story there.